News on WBOB, AM 600 and 101.1 FM.
Good morning, I'm Jerry Lateman. The St. Johns County Sheriff's Office wants students at Ponte Vedra High School to knock off playing a game. Deputies are afraid someone will get hurt in that game that's called Assassin. News 4 Jax reports that as many as 300 kids divided into teams have been taking part in the organized game, where they try to take one another out using squirt guns, water balloons, and Nerf guns. Even though it sounds harmless, authorities say some players have taken the competition to a dangerous level, wearing camo and carrying realistic weapons off campus. That's raising concerns that things could get out of hand. E-scooters will soon be coming to the streets of Jacksonville. The city council has approved a one-year pilot program allowing those motorbikes in an area between TIAA Bank Field and I-95. Companies that rent out the scooters will have to apply for a city permit. Some people are worried about traffic and safety, but backers say it will give residents and visitors a new, fun way to get around. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
Congratulations to Grassroots Natural Market in Fleming Island for winning the Best of Clay top spot in the health food category. Grassroots Natural Market, providing families in Clay County with the finest selection of fresh, nutritious foods available. Foods that are free from pesticides, hormones, and artificial preservatives. Grassroots offers a wide variety of gluten-free and wheat-free items, as well as a large selection of vitamins, herbs, and CBD oils. Grassroots Natural Market. They're on the East-West Parkway next to the Fleming Island Theater. Call 541-0009. That's 541-0009.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
95 northbound between 295 and University, there's stop-and-go traffic and an extra 9 minutes. That's 95 northbound between 295 and University. And 295 southbound between Merrill Road and Town Center Parkway at about 7 minutes. And if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Today we'll see a mix of sun and clouds and a high of 84, rain this evening and a low of 57. Currently, it's 69 degrees. Here's some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. A Pew Research survey says climate change still ranks low as a low priority for voters. The FBI has come out with the safest and least safest cities in North Florida. And Career Builder says more young people are demanding the companies they work for take a stand on political issues.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB. By calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com, AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
Coming up on 5 minutes after 8 a.m., the only morning show of its kind, fast-paced, entertaining, all the way with you to 9 a.m. And by the way, you know what happens after 9 a.m.? For what you may have missed on the morning show, the podcast. And boy, it's sometimes more exciting. We always say the show's more exciting off the air than it is on the air. I'll explain that one day. Yeah. But Roger will tell you, it's very fast paced. Folks, all you got to do is go to your smartphones or your Android phones. You need to download, by the way, go to the website, WBOB.com, download that radio app. Thousands of you, if I told you the number, most people wouldn't believe us. Thousands of you have downloaded the radio app, put it on your smartphones, your Android phones. Now, whether you listen to the podcast, or a lot of people listen to us on their smartphones, which is great, but the podcast is always up right after the morning show. We got new ones every day. You can go to the website, your computer, or just go to WBOB.com, WBOB.com. Again, on the smartphones or Android phones, after you download the radio app and listen to it and click on where it says Ed Dean Extra. Yeah, click. Yeah, we'll turn it out, yeah. I don't need competition right now, Steve, as you're listening to the podcast, you're live in the studios with me. Anyways, that's...
He's from Chicago and he downloads it. What a good guy.
Hey, well, we partner up with Steve to come on the show. Anyway, 904-831-0600, Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, a businessman who fills in for us often, commentator Matt Schellenberg. Steve Beeman is in town, all the way from Chicago. He had business down here. He owns many companies, but he's the CEO of the McGraw Council. Does a lot of business lending. And it's a good, great company. Go to McGrawCouncil.com. That's McGrawCouncil.com. Steve Beeman, of course, also a commentator on radio when it comes to finance and economics. All right, here on Talk Radio, WBOB. All right, so let's continue on with the news. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, Matt Schellenberg, Steve Beeman. By the way, to just get to it, Steve Beeman was telling us a story. Now, you're from Chicago. Everybody, it was funny, as I love listening to you because you don't go overboard. You're like a drive-by radio host like me. Get to the point, in and out,
yeah,
next
part
issue.
Of the drive-by media, I love it.
But here's the thing is that you were telling us off the air, Because Chicago's, Illinois is worse than New York.
He's
California.
Got me growing gray hair now.
Steve, because you know, because you, when your debt goes south, you're gonna have to get a bailout from the feds.
From us in Florida.
You were telling me there's a new law being proposed about pumping your own gas. Oh, explain this to the audience.
First and foremost, thanks for having me at your Christmas party. I had a great time. It's good to be
we
back.
We love having you.
The Brain Trust in Springfield that runs our state based on the unions has now proposed that you are not allowed to pump your own gas, but they'll have to have an attendant licensed by the state to pump your gas. And the argument is it's a jobs program. And it reminded me of the mid-2000s when I'm watching the United States Senate, and it was Bernie Sanders and one of these idiots who came on and said, we need to do more regulations because it creates jobs.
Yeah, well, that's what they say about the Green New Deal.
Now, Matt, who are these people?
Now, Matt, you tell me this already takes place in New Jersey?
In New Jersey, you can't pump your own gas there. But I'm kind of curious, how many hours of study do you need to pump gas when you actually get the job with the union to pump gas in Illinois?
It'd just be a fee that you pay.
Steve, is this a government employee or employee of the company?
No, it'd be forced on the companies. They would be forced to hire somebody to go out and pump the gas. And again, it'll be a fee. They'll have to pay $100 a year or whatever to keep their license current.
And then your gas gets more expensive, so you're basically paying. To hire people.
And that'll jump on our new progressive income tax that takes us to 9%. So Florida, here we come. We're all going to move down here. And then, of course, that will change your politics like California's doing to Texas. So you might put up a border if you're from Illinois. Don't come down here.
Right. You said, a 747 of leaves Chicago every week to go to Tennessee.
Yeah. We're losing a huge population.
Let me talk about a story. I was going off the other day on, just a lot of input. I was where young people... And I want to play this clip from Career Builder. For those of you out there, Career Builder is a big outfit in this country. They, you know, the jobs, and yeah, I know you've dealt with these guys, Steve. Taco Bell, remember, they're in Ohio. I had the people sending me messages. They've seen this with other companies where they'll send out they'll put like a sign in their because Taco Bells are owned by individuals, franchises, a boatload. It's like 150 in Florida. And anyway, what happened is they hire these guys, and lately they're just showing up late, which means it hurts work quality and everything else. And a couple of the managers just got ticked off and said, we're putting a sign in. It didn't cuss them out. It just says, sorry, we're not open. Go through the drive-thru. Our employees aren't showing up on time. In other words, they're all lazy. And Roger thought, well, that would be a detriment to the company. I said, no. I said, if you have a food inspector comes out and things go south, that's a detriment. So we had a lot of input on that. Listen to this clip. I want to follow through because what is the mentality of young people? Listen to the CEO of CareerBuilder.com. Her name is, I got it right here. It's Irina Zelensky. She talks about the new process when it comes to young people. Young people they don't know how to put out a resume anymore. So instead, the young people are saying, well, you should hire me based on my skill. And I'm like, well, wait a second. Verbally? Or can you show me something on paper so I can check you out? Listen to this clip.
Things that they're doing is they're approaching the job market very differently in that they don't consider resumes in the same way that previous generations have. 50% of them don't have a resume. 50% of them that don't have a resume don't necessarily know how to build it. We've really invested and changed our algorithm to make it more skills-based search instead of experience search. The things that we're seeing with companies is they're no longer looking for 100% experience. Different now, and employers are being much more open-minded into really interpolating what you could do or what you could be good at.
Now, first off, they don't know how to do a resume. Listen, I'm not good at a resume, but you could always go online. Now, I'm going to set this up. Here's another clip from her. According to CareerBuilder.com, these are young people, Generation Z and the millennials. They are now saying in their surveys that they would like their company that they work for, to them, it is more important for them to stand on a political issue like gay rights, equal rights, immigration, climate change, than it is for them to get a paycheck. Listen to this as well. The young people that are getting hired, when they get hired, aren't even showing up. And if you want to put in a two-week notice like we did for tradition, a lot of them they're just quitting. Listen to this.
But another thing is turnover and ghosting, right? So we're seeing higher turnover on the millennial side, and we're actually seeing ghosting on Gen Z. So they just take a job and do not show up, or they quit a job and do not let their employer know. They just don't show up and leave a badge.
Steve. Wait. There's got to be a single bullet. Why do we have such a weak work ethic among young people today? Is it the schools? Is it the culture? Is it the parents? I mean, when you hear this, that they would rather their company take a more political stance is more important than their salary?
One word, entitlement.
Interesting.
They're entitled to a job. They're entitled to a beautiful home. They're entitled to live their life on their terms. And who the hell are we as old people to tell them how to do it? And they really believe it. I was telling you guys a story. I hired one of these people. It's no joke. I could not have a lunch. I couldn't communicate with the individual. She sat there and told me that first, I am chairman of the company. The president was there and she was there. She said to me as chairman of the company, I don't really take this company as a priority. I really want to just travel, but I need the money. So I work here, you know, to get the money to travel.
Hmm.
And I said, so what makes you think I'd want to advance you within the company? She said, well, you'll do that because I'm good. And I said, well,
based on her verbal skills. Interesting.
It was the most bizarre conversation I've ever had. Needless to say, she's no longer there. But companies are adapting because you got to have people.
And so, it's a selection of people not there. Because there's so many other opportunities. They can go this ghosting. I didn't realize ghosting was they just leave and you don't know. Is that you're just jumping because they see better opportunities?
Well, there's some of that. And again, I don't want to throw all millennials under the bus because it really is split. But it ties into, Ed, what you're talking about in this culture, the political thing. What you're doing is splitting the country again. Not that we're not split enough, but between traditional conservative people and kids coming out like that and the millennials who tend to be on the Bernie Sanders side. You're going to end up with companies. I work for a Republican. I'll be Coca-Cola. We'll be the Republican drink. You be Pepsi. We'll be the Democratic drink.
Right.
And never the twain shall meet.
Mm-hmm.
And we're doing it every day.
Listen.
You mentioned entitlement. Can I?
Yeah, go ahead.
How about respect? Both Steve and I, you said we're going to be on the air at 8 o'clock. We both got here 20 minutes early.
I did that to see Roger.
I do too, but the point is that showing up on time is not acceptable. You really show up beforehand to prepare and get your man to showing up on time is actually late.
Let me play for you a clip. Here is the Starbucks CEO, not Howard Schultz. Here's the Starbucks CEO, Kevin Johnson, who says profits should not be in conflict with, quote, doing good. So when like, for example, Starbucks may not have the best coffee, but they got phenomenal service. Yes, I know their company is very liberal, but they got phenomenal service. I think a little overpriced.
Their coffee's good too.
But this is what I'm getting at. Anyway, this is what I'm getting at is that the mentality of the young crowd today that we'd rather take cultural stance and over their own salary. Listen to this clip.
Starbucks was founded 49 years ago around a mission grounded in humanity and with the belief that the pursuit of profit is not in conflict with the pursuit of doing good. And so our purpose and our reason for being is to leverage our platform and our scale for good.
So he says you can do both. Let me play one more clip. Here is former McDonald's CEO, former McDonald's USA CEO. He says it's great for young people that want to do all the cultural events, want to do charity. But he says you got to put profit before charity. I love this clip.
I think investment in the community is part of the responsibility. The first goal, responsibility of any company is make a profit. Because without profit, there is no charity. But profit should not come at the expense of the taxpayer.
See, right there, man, this boils me. Why is it, you know, I'm going to save it for the other side. But real quick, business has to make a profit. If you want to do charity, that's great. But the profit's got to come first.
Well, listen, we're big on sustainable economy, sustainable this, sustainable that. The only way to sustain this economy, and for all those people listening, if you like your house, you like your convenience store, you like your gasoline, you like your car, you like any semblance of healthcare, we better have profit in this society because you take that out and go look at the Soviet Union, go look at China, Venezuela, Cuba, North Korea, take your
Illinois.
Pick. Illinois is in the process of collapsing. I'm telling you, it gets me going because it is frightening.
Oh, I know.
These young kids have been indoctrinated through a school system that is driven by unions with one purpose, to make the union more powerful.
Well,
but unions are on the down.
Not in the public sector.
Not in Chicago either.
Public sector unions are growing.
And their popularity is getting bigger, according to the polls. All right, listen, I got to take a quick break. We're going to get to the audience in just a moment.
You can't take a break.
Because I'm going to pull Steve Beaman here. I'm going to show a little outrage because I think some conservatives are not approaching this issue when it comes to minimum wage and going after businesses. I think there should be more direct approach. I'll explain it on the other side. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, our good friends Matt Schellenberg, our buddy Steve Beaman from the McGraw-Council.com. More coming up next. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson. 904-831-0600. For those of you on hold, I want to get to your calls. 904-831-0600. So my question is, this is CareerBuilder.com. This is a big outfit. They're saying that the numbers they're seeing among young people, that they prefer, especially millennials. Millennials are in their 30s, Roger.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still in my 20s. But anyway, millennials, would prefer their company to take a cultural stand. And by the way, liberal immigration. In other words, they want the companies to take a liberal position. To them, for their companies to take a position on an issue, they say many cases is more important than a salary. My question is where's this mentality coming from, folks? What is your view? Is it the colleges? Is it what we see in the culture? Is it our parents? Where now we all become lazy out there? Where the culture is more important than the salary? We don't show up on work on time? What is driving this among young people? I'd love to hear your view. 904-831-0600. Your calls are up next. Talk radio WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
95 northbound between 295 and University, there's stop-and-go traffic and an extra 9 minutes. That's 95 northbound between 295 and University. And 295 southbound between Merrill Road and Town Center Parkway at about 7 minutes. And if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Mix of sun and clouds today, 84 degrees the high. Lots of rain expected this evening with a low of 57. And right now it is 69 degrees.
The Everglades. Previously stretching from Kissimmee to the Florida Keys. Home to thousands of species of plants and animals. And an ecosystem found nowhere else on Earth. Is half its original size. And starved of water. To learn more and to help restore America's Everglades, visit EvergladesFoundation.org. That's EvergladesFoundation.org.
How would you describe your health care? If you're like most Americans these days, the word affordable isn't top of mind. Well, here's some good news. There's actually a trusted health care option that is affordable. It's called MediShare. Unlike insurance, MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. Hundreds of thousands of believers across America who share each other's medical bills. For over 25 years, they've trusted in the MediShare model because it works. You'll be amazed at what you'll save, up to $500 every month. And here's the best part. Because MediShare is based on biblical principles, you never pay for things that go against your beliefs. MediShare is affordable healthcare for Christians.
Call 877-64-BIBLE to find out how much you can save on your healthcare. MediShare. Call 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE.
Tax problems can be extremely stressful and cause financial devastation. The tax attorneys at J. David Tax Law are right here in Jacksonville to be your personal advocate and resolve your IRS or state sales tax issues. J. David Tax Law focuses on your needs and case outcomes. Don't be fooled by out-of-town tax companies that focus only on signing you up without even working with an attorney. At J. David Tax Law, only highly experienced tax attorneys will represent you. If you have federal or state sales tax debt, payroll taxes, bank levies, wage garnishments, tax liens, or unfiled returns, have a sit-down with J. David Tax Law and get the help you need. Never trust your tax situation to anyone you can't walk in and look in the eye. Call J. David Tax Law for a no-cost consultation at 904-507-4777. That's 904-507-4777. Or go to jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or a phone call away.
Financial Issues with Dan Celia at 9 this morning. Now, back to the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
Here's some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. A Pew Research survey says climate change still ranks as low priority for voters. The FBI has come out with the safest and least safest cities in North Florida. And Career Builder says more young people are demanding the companies they work for take positions on political issues.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600. 831-0600 or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
I was going to get on a high horse, but I'm going to wait. I want to take some calls. 904-831-0600. So I'll get on the high horse in a moment. Brian! Hey, B, good morning, man. Thanks for waiting.
Hey, crotchety old man council.
Is he talking to me or you?
I think he said crotchety. That would be me.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Brian, how are you doing?
Nah, hey, good. Having fun. Regarding this, I mean, I can speak
firsthand anecdotally here in Duval County, the labor market has a very big problem with, you know, late arrival and things like that. And what I've kind of put together is here in Duval County, we do not do the future workforce any favor with all this grade recovery and all these things that we're doing to make, you know, meet metrics from Tallahassee that the Republicans have dominated now for 25 years. So to get graduation rates and all that as high as we can to get all of our funding.
Yeah, good point.
Teachers are just lowering the bar to hit it, and it's not teachers' fault.
He's exactly right. That's going on in Illinois big time. I mean, that's a great comment because you're seeing that grade inflation go on everywhere, and the goal is just to get people through so they get their federal and state dollars.
We're inflating the numbers, yeah.
Well, so, I mean, we can try to work through our politicians. It's great that the school systems see it through and graduation rates are a metric that should be measured, but not at all costs and not at watering down what education is. It's more than, you know, learning some facts for a minimal level skills test.
Yeah. I'm happy to say he's joined the Council of Crotchety Old Men.
Yeah, Brian, exactly right. Thanks for the call, Brian. 904-831-0600. Doc, on line 12. Hey, Doc, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. It seems like everything the liberals do backfire on them. I mean, they're like Wally E. Coyote. For instance, all these kids that they hire, these guys won't come to work. And people, we may say, where did this come from? Well, they're dumbing down America so bad that when they said Trump was impeached, one person asked me, so does that mean is Hillary going to be president because she was in second place?
Yeah.
These kids are dumbed down. I mean, really.
Again, here's another crotchety old man coming in. But, Doc, you're so right what we've done. And this goes back to the fundamentals of government. When you're a parent, and those of us who are parents know, if you spoil your children and you don't make them work for anything, they grow up dysfunctional. That's what the liberal programs do, is they go in and they tell you, you can't survive on your own. We'll pay for you. We'll take care of you. And guess what? You end up with generations that don't know how to take care of themselves.
Thanks, guys.
All right, man. Thanks for calling. He brings up an interesting point. I'm not making this up. When you talk about the coronavirus, did we not see the post from young people? Wait a second. I had a corona last night, a drink, and I didn't get sick.
What?
I'm like, are you kidding me?
Doc's real right, and he hits a key. And the fact of the matter is we're spoiling the society because of the government largesse and the entitlement idea. I don't need to worry about retirement. Government will take care of that. I don't need to worry about my student debt. Government will take care of that. I don't need to be responsible for my own life. Government will take care of that. And that's what we're seeing manifest in our workforce.
So you're not – all these kids are basically do whatever they want, and I'm not responsible, and I'm not going to pay it back anyway.
8% of them.
And then when they get a job is, I'm going to just do what I want to do without expanding their horizons.
But it's not their fault. They don't understand it.
But Roger asked the question yesterday. He goes, wait a second. And Roger made a great point. He goes, these kids, why wouldn't they want to? They get brand new cars. I said, Roger, that is the whole point. When you and I got a car, we had to pay for it. If Dad paid for it, he got his money back. These kids aren't paying for these things today.
And so we're at fault as parents, right? And that's why the problem is complicated. It's parents who lived in an affluent, we are the wealthiest in the history of the world. So our kids didn't grow up with that kind of need.
904-831-0600. Let's go to John. Hey, John, good morning.
Oh, hey, good morning. Yeah, I want to comment on that. I have a piece of property. Okay, this all relates to that, is that I hired a young man who's 18 to help me take care of a piece of property in Jack's Beach where you got to keep the weeds down. Now, he's homeschooled, and his parents gave him responsibility. His father taught him how to do electrical wiring and plumbing when he was 10. He's raised animals. He's got a garden. He showed up early, and when I got there, he had 90% of the work already done. I didn't have to tell him anything. He did everything better than even I would have tried to explain him to do it. So this kid's homeschooled. He's not brainwashed. He's not taught that the world revolves around him. And his faith in God, of course. And That's who I'm going to hire. I'm going to look for homeschooled kids that aren't brainwashed.
Oh, my word. You're going to get accused of discriminating, John. You know that's what's going to come next.
No, that's what I'm going to do. I don't care. I'm looking for homeschoolers. I know a bunch of them, and they are really good workers, a lot of them.
John, you're dead on right with that. But the fact that, and I don't want to throw all of the millennial under the bus. I mean, the fact is a lot of these kids, and I've had six kids go through public high schools, you can pick out the ones who get it and whose parents are there and who understand when they go into the workforce, they work their way up and they're there. So I don't think it's, you know, all of them. I think it's certainly maybe half, let's say, but that's a scary number because this is our future. These are the people who vote.
Yeah, right.
These are the people who have to run this country.
Let's hope they don't vote, really.
Yeah. But John brings an interesting point. And I went through public school, then private school, and I was a state champion in ping pong. I won many awards in the Bahamas, Texas, New York. I wanted to go to nationals. And you know, everybody thinks private school, oh, you're a bunch of wealth. No, it's not. Actually, a lot of people that donated money for kids. By the way, yes, those in the Hispanic community and Black community also went to private school, was funded by members of the church. Yeah. By those who wanted,
it's very common.
Right. And their parents making tremendous sacrifices.
And by the way, we had to, which I wish we did more today, we had to go out and do our own money. And this was before I was 16. I had to go out and get a side job, blah, blah, blah. And I did it because I wanted to pay for my own way.
But Roger, you just said something that I find it almost incredible that you said it. You made an assumption that people are willing to sacrifice for something.
Yeah.
Well, I would hope that that's the case still to some extent.
Well,
Well,
you know, when people come from all over the other parts of the world to come here, and was it the girl who won the Australia Open? Her parents came over here from Russia for $100 because they're willing to sacrifice.
I'm sick. Listen, the Bernie Bros are all a bunch of young guys. I mean, I'm sick and tired of the reasons why they can't.
Right.
Okay. Now, if you want to give me a legitimate reason, I'm all open for the discussion out here. On the other side, I want you to listen to one of these clips from the Bernie Sanders guys coming up. And to me, I don't fault the left. I know where they're coming from. They're wrong on this issue of going after businesses, that there's all this mentality, entitlement mentality, Steve pointed out. Let me tell you where I think conservatives and pro-business people get caught off, because there's not enough hardcore straight talk going on like we used to have back in the good old days, okay? Because we minimize, we put too much legalese type of a language and political correctness, because even though we want to differ with the left, we want to do it in a very, I'm all about the civil way, all right? But sometimes you got to put a little tough love, and I want to tell you where I'm coming, and you guys may agree or disagree on this. Steve, we talked about it during the break, but I think that there's not enough forcefulness, at least the verbiage side, of when businesses are attacked by business owners and by the left. Many of the business owners just kind of suck it up, okay? Excuse me, they absorb it. How about that? I'll explain this on the other side. 904, maybe some of you will agree or disagree. 904-831-0600. 904-831-0600. Always enjoy hearing from the audience right here on Talk Radio WBOB.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. Japan is reporting its first death from the new coronavirus. Authorities say it was a woman in her 80s. Meanwhile, at the epicenter of the China viral outbreak, authorities are using a new methodology to categorize cases of the disease. As a result, there's been a sharp increase in the daily number of confirmed cases and deaths. A settlement has been agreed to between Sudan's government and the families of the victims of the USS Cole attack in 2000. 17 sailors were killed in that attack. The average 401k account hit a record last year as workers saved more and stocks jumped in value. For the year, the average 401k balance rose 17% to $112,300. This is SRN News.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB News.
Good morning, I'm Jerry Lateman. A 19-year-old from Middleburg has been arrested and charged with trying to lure a child online. Zayden Morford was convicted of sex charges as a minor himself, so he's facing additional charges of violating the terms of the state's sex offender law by failing to report his address and his computer use. The Clay County Sheriff's Office started investigating the case in December, interviewed Morford in January, and took him into custody earlier this week. His bond set at $400,000. The age and gender of the person Morford is accused of contacting are blacked out of the arrest report. NASCAR roars back to life this weekend down the coast in Daytona. The green flag for the Daytona 500 falls Sunday at 2:30. President Trump is expected to be among the crowd of around 100,000 on hand for the 62nd running of NASCAR's biggest race. If you're watching on TV, it's on Fox. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
Are you worried about working till you drop, losing your job, or not being able to retire? Lifestyles Unlimited members learn how to leave those worries behind. Tune in to the Del Walmsley Radio Show and discover life-changing information, like the principles we use to provide for our families and run our businesses, why you should have real estate in your portfolio, 5 ways real estate makes you money, and a whole lot more.
Weeknights at 9 on WBOB, AM 600 and FM 101.1. The Answer.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
A lot going on today. We have our normal traffic at Town Center Parkway, Butler, and University at about 8 minutes in all those areas. And now southbound on the Buckman Bridge, an extra 21 minutes. And at the Mayport Navy Base, at about 10 minutes. And if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Sun and clouds mixed today with a high of 84. This evening, rain is on the way and a low of 57. Currently, it's 70 degrees. Here's some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. The FBI has come out with the safest and least safest cities in North Florida. Career Builder says more young people are demanding the companies they work for take a stand on political issues. And the Wall Street Journal reports the Federal Education Department is investigating some colleges for bringing in billions of dollars in donations from foreign countries and not reporting it.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
I think investment in the community is part of the responsibility. The first goal, responsibility of any company is make a profit. Because without profit, there is no charity.
That's the former McDonald's USA CEO, Ed Renzi. Good morning, everybody. 34 minutes after 8 a.m. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, Matt Schellenberg, Steve Beeman from the McGrawCouncil.com. He is the CEO. So I want to get to Bernie Sanders and the unions in a moment. Another big issue going right there. Here's the thing. All of these Bernie supporters out there, oh, my word, we got to have this, free, everything. And they're honest about it, okay? They don't make excuses. One thing I'll give them credit, they don't sugarcoat nothing. I have major problems with some of my friends on the conservative aisle. We are trying to act too nice. I don't mean fisticuffs. I'm just saying be a little bit more blunt, okay? And let me tell you where I'm going with this, Matt, is that when it comes to a $10 hour minimum wage, it's going to be to $15, by the way, it's going to be placed on the ballot this year. We're going to be talking about this. And it's always, well, we're going to have to lay off workers. We're going to have to, and I agree, you're not going to raise the cost because of a tight market out there where people go to eat. You're going to either, if you don't hire more, you're going to have at least cut back the hours. My question is, why are we not having a simple discussion? This is where it comes. Matt, where do you, now I'm not saying you, this is what I say to the liberal left. Where do you guys get off telling me, a small business owner, what I have to pay per hour? Where do you guys tell me where I have to provide sick and family time? Where do you guys tell me that I got to provide free health care and all that stuff? Why are we not having this conversation saying, I have my business rights, I have my private property. We can talk about the politics. That's plan B, issue B. Issue A is, where do you guys get the authority? Not the government. You can say that with well. But where do you guys on the left tell me, without knowing anything about my company, that I should be mandated to do this? I never hear that conversation going on.
Well, tell me why the politicians in Tallahassee and the federal government are telling us. Why aren't the small business speaking up? It's because I think that
I understand the businesses. I'm talking about those from the left. This is the debate I want to have.
I, I understand, but why aren't they standing up as a group doing this? Because I don't think they have the time. When you're running a small business, Steve, you understand it. You got everything going on, and a lot of times you don't have the time. And you have a life.
Let me rephrase
that.
When there is an interview, when there is a debate going on, I should have rephrased that. That's what, instead of interviewing somebody from an economics going, well, look at what's going to do the. I get all that. Why don't we just say when we have these forums, Steve? Where do you guys, not the government, where do you guys on the left get off by telling me what I got to do with my own company?
Do you know why you don't get that from the small guy, the entrepreneur? And when I say small, I mean up to 10, 20, 30 million.
He's putting in 60, 70 hours a week at his
job.
No, I'm talking when
he's doing it.
It's worse than that. It's because you have any idea how much hate mail I'll get from this call?
That is a great one.
I will be shut down by Facebook posts, emails, everything else. The reason I don't go on the press tours I used to is because I got death threats.
Wow.
Because I said, I believe in freedom. I believe in free choice. I believe in small business. The majority of jobs, and I mean 60, 70% of American jobs are small business.
Right.
But when you talk to the liberal, when you talk to the left, they think everybody's Apple computer. They don't even comprehend the guy down on the street running a service bay. It's the guy trying to run a restaurant, a cleaning service, an in-home medical service. They don't understand it. And so when we come out as the entrepreneurial small business world and we speak, the hate comes back in spades. I'm going to put a plug in. It's why the small business guys should join NFIB, the National Federation of Independent Business.
Right.
They have a political voice in Washington.
Right.
So you can surrogate it. Mm. But the reason they don't come on the radio, the reason they don't post on Facebook is because you don't want to alienate your employees. I gave a speech and I made a comment that it's a long story and I don't want to bore your audience. But I went to an opening and a federal judge made a comment about how we can't relate with the African-American experience. I think I mentioned this last time I was down. So I gave a speech and said, you're right. I can't relate with the African-American experience. But guess what? You can't relate with me. My background is unique
to
me.
I see you saying, yeah.
And I got one of the people, a millennial, literally walked out. Said, how could you say that? How can you equate
So they got offended without the true meaning of what you were talking about.
Completely.
They got offended by some verbiage that they didn't understand.
The concept of it. How dare I even speak to that?
And you get labeled as a racist.
And so why, if you run a small business, why would you open your mouth?
All right. Let me go to another issue. Is there anything moderate... Now, I'm not talking about local state reps like Kim Daniels, conservative Democrats socially. Is there anything moderate about the Democratic Party?
My worry about Senator Sanders is very specific to the numbers. He doesn't represent the majority of the Democratic Party.
Ha!
Democratic Party is a center-left party, not a far-left party. Medicare for All is not popular among Democrats when you take away the private health insurance options.
We've had this whole thing about... the Democrats are moving to the left, right. And it's socialist, and it's on and on and on. And so I've been giving people the facts about the Democratic Party that it's actually a centrist party, right?
That's Don Lemon from CNN, and former Clinton official Joe Lockhart. So the Democrats are all leftists. Listen to this clip. CNN's Jake Tapper.
Bernie Sanders, in many ways, has been pulling the Democratic Party with him to the left, I guess that's the other way, to the left. And Medicare for All, Green New Deal, increase in the minimum wage, all of these proposals that he's been pushing for years are now basically in the Democratic mainstream, more or less. Now we have the voters coming with him.
Matt, they're talking about Buttigieg and Klobuchar. Matt, you want to call, they are not moderates. You got liberal and then you got ODB. He's super liberal. There's nothing moderate about Mayor Pete and Amy Klobuchar.
I agree, but I think Amy did pretty well because she's the only one to put her hand up when they asked about would you support a social Democrat, and she only person to put up her hand. And that made a big difference, I think, on the vote in New Hampshire. But if you're far left, if you're moderately left, you look okay.
Compared to Bernie, but I mean, yes. Steve, I'm being realistic. I mean, there are some, listen, we know that 30% of the Democrats are pretty much pro-life. They don't want to see a lot of these immigrants. But I mean, out there, I'm being totally honest. I'm not saying they're all a bunch of socialists. I'm just telling you, I don't know what's moderate about the Democratic Party.
Well, you just threw out a statistics that's twisted. 30% of Democrats are pro-life, and go look at the racial makeup of that comment. That's mostly the African-American community who's offended by the abortion
thing. That's exactly right.
And so that tilts that whole stat. But the reality is they are left. And if you start believing that you can impose on free people the kind of regulations we have, I've got a friend of mine who runs a barn up in Wheaton, Illinois. Mm-hmm. They were fined by the EPA something like $500 a day because they had the audacity to build a drainage ditch from their barn to a creek to keep their horses hay dry. Because they affected a creek that at some point feeds into a river that at some point becomes a navigable waterway, the EPA went in with the Army Department Corps of Engineers and fined them like $500 a day until they put it back.
Wow.
We are free people, and we're giving that up. And going back to the small business thing, you look at the effect of these regulations on the small business. The American dream is about starting with nothing and growing to something. They're regulating it out of existence.
I'm with you. What I'm saying is at least for these crop of candidates running, I don't know anything moderate. As I'm saying,
there's nothing moderate about it. That's my point. I can't even argue it with you because no, it's not. How do you argue that?
Okay, you would argue,
so bad we went to hay.
Hey, would you say, where's Bloomberg on that scale?
Bloomberg's a hypocrite of hypocrites. This is a guy who outlawed the big gulp drink.
Yeah, remember.
And then got shamed with one. I mean, these people are all like that.
Listen, and he likes big gay ice cream.
It's, Elizabeth Warren getting out of her private jet, right? Which, of course, then she backs up behind staff so she can't be seen. These people are hypocrites of the worst kind.
Yeah. I mean, you're exactly. Hold on. Yeah, you're. I'm with you on the Bloomberg thing right here. Remember? Yeah, Roger, remember this one right here?
Yeah.
What is it right here?
Where's my ice cream? Ah, thank you. Big gay ice cream is the best.
They're smarter than you. They know better than you. That's and not it. One of let me has ever dug a shovel on the business.
I think that they believe they're smarter than us, and they know what's they best do. For you.
Matt, here's a clip. Pollster, Karen Soltis Anderson, where now the unions, not only Nevada, but other unions, are openly, I guess because they see that everybody else is feeling the burn, they're now openly coming out at odds with the Sanders crowd when it comes to a Medicare for all.
Bernie Sanders, on the one hand, ought to be very well positioned to sort of cement himself as that firm, true front runner. On the other hand, a problem sort of lingering for him is going to be with the unions there. Again, his health care plan, Medicare for all, would eliminate a lot of the power unions have over that issue. And so this divide in the Democratic Party between those who want unions to have more power and those who want government to have more power.
I mean, when you think about it for a second, when a union has got a Cadillac plan. That was
I was going to say, their insurance is better than Medicare for all.
At the most, they pay 3 to 5% when the average Joe and gal's paying 28 to 29. You know what? I'm with these guys. But they got great Cadillac plans, and the bottom line is they're going to lose them.
I may be wrong on these statistics, and you guys can correct me, but I think the Teamsters is the largest private union still. And the Teamsters are not going to support Bernie Sanders.
Well, I think Nevada is a big problem for Bernie Sanders because they are very well organized. The union is in that Las Vegas area. So it will be interesting to see. And this goes back to some of the benefits that they already have that Bernie's going to take them down.
I got a question for you, Steve. Hold on. Here we go.
Vice President Biden said his plan would cost $750 billion over 10 years. If you're talking to a lawmaker, January 2021, and they say, Senator, give me a number, Medicare for all, an approximate number, how much would it cost?
Somewhere between 30 and 40 trillion.
Now, I want to ask you this question. I don't want to over-explain it on my end because I can get a little deep in the weeds. When Bernie on the surface says, and Roger brought up a good point in hour one, on the surface, hey, well, how are you going to pay for all this? All the deductibles, all the premiums, blah, 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 blah. And something hit me. If you take all the money that's currently, this is the key word, currently. Currently being paid. Man, it sounds like it could happen. But something hit me. You only pay a deductible when you need to pay. A deductible is not a current payment you make. It hit me. I went, wait a second. I just nailed what I've been trying to figure something out. Because some of your premiums don't go for the deductible, depending on the policy. And I said, and I told Roger, so I got to ask Steve Beam when he comes in here. If you were paying a heavy deductible each month, that would be an argument, but you and I are in good health. Let's say I don't pay a $10,000 deductible over 5 years. That's $50,000. You can't tax that. You can't say that because it's not currently being used. So how are we going to use that to suffice paying for Medicare for all? Am I making sense or am I too confusing?
You are completely making sense.
Thank you.
And it's why these people on paper make this stuff work. Go back to Medicare when it started in 1965. They estimated the cost of Medicare being something like $500 million.
Yeah.
It's what, $65 trillion or $70 trillion underfunded? This Medicare for All, the best comment was Bernie Sanders when they said, what's it going to cost? He said, nobody knows. He's right.
Right.
Because it's so many trillions, we can't add right. it up.
Because, Matt, you and I have talked about this. I mean, if, for example, they want it, they want to tax your investments. Mm-hmm. Tax them before and after. And the reason why they want to tax you heavily when you get it, because they lose the money because it's offset. So in other words, you get hit once, but when you got to take it out, so they got to make up that money some way. And I'm sitting here going, you know, I something just kind of hit me. Wait a second. If I'm not paying a deductible for years, I'm living in good health, how are they going to use that money that's not currently being used to turn around and say, well, we're going to use that money currently then to suffice to pay for
all this? Well, I tend to agree with both of you, obviously. But what's interesting is I always find that people are always smarter than the politicians. And whatever they set up, they're going to figure out the wealthy people are going to figure out a way to retain their money.
Yeah.
And it's the people in the middle class that are going to get whacked.
Always.
And that's what I can't understand. It. By the way, anything that they propose, and I've said this forever, whatever they propose, they're the first ones to join. Okay, and then if it works for them, and then you go forward.
And you know they don't, right?
They know those government programs.
Go ahead.
Ted Yoho got on Obamacare because he felt that it was fair to his constituents.
It was local
good for him.
Yeah. Having said that, you know what he brings up a good point? AARP and the unions all supported Obamacare. Oh, by the way, guess who were the first group of people to ask to be exempted? The same groups that supported it.
Mm-hmm. I just, you know, it gets down to where the rubber meets the road in the real world, right? I'd like to find out in the state of Florida how many doctors still take Medicaid patients.
They're not. That's a great question. Very limited.
So why? Because the government screwed up that program,
right.
Can't pay its bills, and guess what? Welcome to another government
and by
program
the way,
that sounded good.
Do you know a lot even, of... Go ahead, Matt.
Even when they do pay... The number is $100, you only get 40.
Right.
Okay?
So
and then
doctor,
Medicaid is even worse.
The doctors can't pay that. The small business, the physical therapy people, they're getting screwed by that.
Let me give you one more here real quick before we go to break. By the way, the podcast, you guys are going to be on the podcast. It's going to be great. Here's another one here, is that when you poll people, Medicaid for All sounds great, expanding it. But when the current people that are on Medicaid to take their, I mean, a child with special needs, they're the first, Roger, am I wrong? They're the first people to tell you, they don't think they're getting enough doctor-patient relation, correct? The people that are against it are like, well, wait a second. Why would I, if my son or daughter is on it right now, why do I want to expand? That means their 10 minutes now goes to 5 minutes.
Do you know the only reason people kind of support Medicaid is because everybody
sounds
above
good.
65 with any money has a supplemental plan.
That would be.
Correct. They're not living on Medicaid or Medicare. You throw this out and you get a Medicaid situation happening to everybody because they want to eliminate the supplemental plans. They want to
eliminate
the insurance companies.
Well, that would hurt almost everybody that I know that is on Medicare.
I got to take a quick break.
No.
So 65 and old. Roger's X-Room? No, I'm just messing with you. So, no, you wouldn't know.
Me.
Hey, 904-831-0600, man. Steve, I'm glad you came. This is the most exciting I've ever seen, Matt. I had to get you down to Chicago to do it, man.
That's because he didn't want to go up there with
Mr. Paul. Every Roger tells me every time Matt comes on, he feels like we're doing the show from a funeral parlor.
No,
we talk about like dead air. Matt's very good. Matt's a good friend of this. We don't always see eye to eye and everything, but he's a good friend of this show. We have good humor. 49 minutes after 8 a.m. Talk Radio, WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Southbound on the Buckman Bridge is just about all cleared up. Only add an extra 7 minutes now. But we're still dealing with our usuals, like 95 northbound between 295 and University, an extra 9 minutes there. And I-10 eastbound headed into downtown at about 5 minutes. And if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Sun and clouds mix today with a high of 84. This evening, rain is on the way and a low of 57. Currently, it's 70 degrees.
The Cal Thomas Commentary is brought to you by Values Through Media. Now here's syndicated columnist Cal Thomas.
What did I think of the New Hampshire Democrat primary? The socialist Bernie Sanders, who honeymooned with his wife in the Soviet Union and has praised socialist and communist regimes in Cuba and Venezuela, narrowly won the popular vote ahead of failed South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg. Still, Mayor Pete has more delegates than Sanders, but it's early. Audio of former New York Mayor Mike Bloomberg has resurfaced, showing how he once bragged about his stop-and-frisk policy in minority neighborhoods in New York. It worked to drastically lower crime. Bloomberg has been on an apology tour for the practice. Why don't reporters go to these neighborhoods and ask law-abiding minority residents what they think? I'm betting they were all for lowering crime since they were its primary victims. In the age of political correctness, results don't matter. Feelings do, and that's why Sanders is in the lead at the moment. Socialism sounds so attractive until one has to live under it. Would Sanders' supporters be happy with undoing the economic successes of the Trump administration? Apparently, they don't think about that because Bernie makes them feel good. I'm Cal Thomas.
For a free copy of today's commentary, visit calthomas.com or write us at Values Through Media, P.O. Box 373340, Key Largo, Florida 33037. That's P.O. Box 373340, Key Largo, Florida 33037. Please specify the date and subject. Your tax-deductible gifts to Values Through Media help support us. Listen again next time for the Cal Thomas Commentary.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 855-90-BIBLE. That's 855-90-BIBLE. 855-90-BIBLE.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods. If you're interested in buying a fine-quality diamond, but might start with a smaller diamond and then over time grow that to a larger size diamond, at Underwoods we have a way to do that, and we've been doing it for more than 50 years. We call it Grow a Diamond, and here's how it works. When a customer buys an Underwood engagement ring, solitaire diamond pendant, or a pair of ear studs, we guarantee they get the price they paid for it on the purchase of any bigger diamond. Now, a lot of stores would say, big deal, we do that too, but here's the Underwood difference. We guarantee you get what you paid when you trade in your Underwood diamond, even if you're only trading up by $1. It's not that you have to trade up two for one like most jewelers ask. We've done this with thousands of customers through the years, so if you're interested in growing a diamond, come by and see us at Underwoods in San Marco, Avondale, or the Shops at Ponte Vedra.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River, where the weather conditions are perfect for one crop, cotton. My bed sheets are ultra soft, breathable, and extremely durable. They come in a variety of colors, and now for a limited time, when you use your promo code, I'll give you my best offer ever. Buy one set of my Giza Dream Sheets and get another set absolutely free. I guarantee they're going to be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
For limited time, go to MyPillow.com. When you buy a set of Giza Sheets, Mike will give you a set of Giza Sheets for free when you use promo code WBOB or call 800-950-9024 and give them promo code WBOB for this fantastic offer. Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
As you know, Steve Beam and Matt, you guys were there at our huge Christmas party. And one of our big sponsors, of course, was the First Coast Friends of the NRA. They do a lot of charities for young people in schools, and they put their money where their mouth is. Trust me, they didn't. I wouldn't support them. I mean, not just being a gun guy, but everybody claims to be gun guys these days. But we are help sponsoring one of their big events. It's the second annual charity clay sporting event. It's going to be coming up in 2 weeks from this Saturday at the Jacksonville Clay Target Sports. They have rapid clays. They just shoot them on the floor, I mean the ground, and then also in the air. I'm going to be there, and we're big sponsors of theirs. It's going to be Saturday morning again, February the 29th, 2 weeks. It's the second annual charity sporting clay event. And you can, now, we're not sponsoring the gun, the First Coast Friends of the NRA. You can win a 12-gauge, 20-gauge, 28 and a 410. You get the pick. Plus, there's food and everything else there. It's going to be Saturday morning starting around 8:30, 9 o'clock. I've got some free tickets to give away. But there's a catch. You got to bring your own gun. I'll provide the ammunition. Guys, come on. That's a lot of money. If you got a 20 or 12 gauge.
How about you wanted to learn and you didn't have a gun? How about you wanted to go and you learned, never had it?
Are you talking about yourself? No, I don't have time for that. Let me ask you this. When you and I go golfing, if I say, hey, Matt, you can bring some friends, but they don't know how to play golf, don't bring them with us. Because I want to enjoy my game. First timers go to Topgolf.
Okay, so you really have to know how to shoot before you come.
No. Just
these
are
good guys, by the way. I met them at Christmas.
Yeah, you're right.
They're great people.
No, I'm just saying, if you've done it before, you go, I want to do it again. That's great. I mean,
is there ways in which they could just donate and not shoot?
Yeah, they can do that as well. Email me, and I'll send you to the right links and all that.
Okay.
If you email me, ed@wbob.com, that's ed@wbob.com, I'll get you in. It's free. We had a couple of teams. We have sponsors, but, I mean, we got teams, and we're sponsoring the morning show, sponsoring like a couple of teams. If you guys own a 12-gauge or a 20-gauge, I will provide I'll provide all the ammunition.
What a fun day.
Yeah, what a fun day. You'd love it. And so, anyway... Matt wants to go out there so he can campaign to become the mayor of Mandarin. So anyway,
he already is the mayor of Mandarin.
I'm joking.
Exactly. He's insulting me.
You don't want to be the mayor of
Poonan
or whatever.
Ricky Ross in the Mandarin. So anyway, but if you want to come out there, say, my wife and I shoot, or hey man, if you got 12 or 20 gauge, bring on out. I'll pay. We just got the teams, but we're not offering everybody. So if you email me ed@wbob.com, I will take care of everything. Steve Beamon, the CEO, yeah, other companies as well, but the McGraw Council. There's a lot of funding for a small business.
Yeah, we believe in the American dream. So we put up our capital where our mouth is, and we try to help companies thrive. We've done work with a lot of local companies.
That's right, man.
We're expanding our reach down here in the Jacksonville in the state of Florida, and we look forward to helping all the entrepreneurs achieve their dreams.
That's great.
McGrawCouncil.com.
Yeah, it owns McGraw Capital Partners, Job Formants, Merchant Masters, and Exceva, which is an accounting firm. So we have
Exceva sounds like something I put in my coffee.
No.
That's Steve.
No.
Where do you come up with these names? You just sort of pull them out of a hat?
No, I have marketing people who do research and tell me this is your best name, right? But the fact is, these companies really do come together to help.
Yeah, somebody with the name Councilman Schallenberg didn't do their research.
Apparently not. It's 12 letters. Too long.
I'm kidding. First off, I'm glad you came. I know you had to come down for business, but you're down here often.
I came down to see Roger.
I know. But seriously, are you going to move? I mean, are you looking to move or have an office here? I mean, I know you have work.
No state income tax.
We are expanding our presence in the state of Florida.
I know. That's a great answer there.
Did you ever do the calculation from leaving Chicago coming here and how much money you save in taxes?
I like numbers, so I do numbers all the time on a lot of different things.
Yeah. So anyway, but
I should be a politician when I speak like that.
You do, but you know what? It's just this whole thing about just infuriates me coming from the left, where they just demand. I'm like, guys, listen. If you wanted, and a lot of emails are coming in. Are you going to talk about the minimum wage? Yeah. You know, real quick. If you wanted to have a higher minimum wage of companies that could technically afford it, the problem is that the smaller, it's a one size fits all. They can't do this.
We are regulating and taxing small business out of existence.
Not only that, how about towns? Like, you don't know Palatka. Palatka's poor. They can't
and
afford it.
And the crime is up. Coming up next, 9 a.m., we got the podcast. Just go to WBOB.com. That's WB. I know you guys are going
to
be there.
I just hope everybody listens to that because this is a huge issue. These issues we're going to talk about them real. This isn't some theoretical thing. It's the real world.
I got to get going. Okay. WBOB.com. Matt, I'm like the golf ranger. Fast play. No slow play, okay?
I agree on that fast play.
Anyway, thankful to God everything for the show. Thankful to all of you that tune in. Again, don't forget to go to WBOB.com. Click on the Ed Dean Extra. Me, Roger, Matt, Steve Beamon. It's going to be a good one today. And we always have a boatload of other good ones ready to go. Tomorrow is Friday. And a lot of issues I didn't get to today. Wait till we get to tomorrow. We make the show very exciting and entertaining as the way it should be. Again, thankful to all of you that call in and tune in. We're grateful for you. Again, email me throughout the day, ed@wbob.com. Roger, going to have another one tomorrow morning, 6 a.m.
Yes.
Talk radio, WBOB.